Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Many of you have now heard the term stepped-up basis and it possibly being eliminated, which is very concerning. I encourage you to schedule your free 15-minute consultation with attorney Harlan Mitchell to find out what you can do to protect yourself and your family. Schedule your appointment with attorney Harlan Mitchell by calling 256-216-9884 or by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Do it today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor's Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt. Something good
today. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. I am so glad you all could join us this afternoon as we cover the subject of adoption. Now, my friend Sharon McCrary, her and her husband Stephen, are in the process of raising funds for their own adoption, the second adoption that they would be having through Sacred Selections. Like Sharon and Stephen McCrary, Tina and Mark Hudson are in the process of adoption themselves, and we're looking forward to helping them through their special effort called For the Love of Learning and Adoption, which also helps other families who are interested in adopting through Sacred Selections. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, Tina Hudson.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for having me on. We have been with the organization Sacred Selections for almost a year. I think it'll be a year in June. And they are an organization that helps provide help for families who are trying to adopt. And we have been watching other fundraisers for a while and trying to think, okay, what are our talents and what can we do? And we were inspired by the Facebook group supporting adoption one book at a time. And I thought, you know what? I've got a background as an educator. I taught elementary school for about 6 years, 4 years special education, 2 years regular education. And then I received my doctorate at the University of Kentucky in teacher education and had been in higher ed for about 10 years. So as we prepare to become parents, I'm now a homemaker. And I'm wanting to use my talents to help Sacred Selections, not just to fund our own adoption, but hopefully this auction that we're getting ready to do will help other families as well. And I love working in learning materials and hopefully can use my talents and efforts to use these items and stuff, not just to promote learning, but also to help fund adoptions.
Sacred Selections obviously has done really amazing work when it comes to families who want to adopt and being able to make that possible financially. Dana Carosa has been battling COVID-19, and her husband David, we were with them not just too many months ago at a table at Lawler's Barbecue in Athens, Alabama, and talking about their effort and what they've tried to do to help families. And obviously, they have helped many families across the country. So right now, we're thinking about Dana as she battles COVID-19, and I believe she's back home, so we're really happy about that. We've been prayerful and mindful of Dana and David during this time.
We have also been praying for Dana, and we're just so happy that we just heard the good news that she was coming home this past Sunday. So she's been wonderful to work with and has helped really encourage us throughout this process not to give up, because the wait can be very long. But there's things that you can do. So Mark and I have just resolved ourselves to praying and fundraising and praying some more, like pray, fundraise, repeat. So that's kind of like what we're doing right now. So, but we have had a lot of support from our own congregation here, and just posted a video yesterday of some of our little friends here from church who have come together to make us some promotional videos. I just posted one this morning, and we'll be posting some more little cute commercials throughout the next coming weeks to promote some of our items. It's been wonderful. We love Sacred Selections, and we're trying to do everything we can with our talents to continue to help them.
When you're going through the process of adoption, if somebody's listening right now and they've considered adoption themselves, some things that they may not expect or some challenges in the process of it, because I know ultimately having that child in your arms and knowing that you can be a forever home for that child is going to be a special experience, but there is a path, a road that has some obstacles in front of it.
Yes, Mark. My husband and I have experienced infertility for many, many years, and went down a lot of avenues. We have spent a lot of money, and we had a lot of friends at our congregations over the years who kind of dropped that nugget in our ear about Sacred Selections and adoptions. And we finally, last year, decided we were going to apply, and we went through the home study process, which wasn't as bad as we thought it was going to be. And, I think we had a lot of fear and uncertainty, but we got through that, and we were so happy when we joined the family, and we started listening to some of the workshops that Dana and David had put out there. And we also, I remember one night we started watching some of the Sacred Selections YouTube videos, and one of those videos showed a beautiful, I think it was like a picnic that Dana and David had held, kind of like a homecoming for all of the families a few years ago. And I watched that, and Mark and I, we just broke down and cried. We were just like, you know what, we're going to adopt. And we heard David talking about fulfilling the verse, James 1:27, about looking after the orphans and the widows. And we just felt like this may be where God is leading us. And that is the direction that we are taking. We're so glad, even though we're still waiting for our match, we're so glad that we've got on this journey, because we have met so many friends through Sacred Selections. They have just helped us so much, and it's given us a lot of spiritual growth. I would advise anyone who, even if you have children or you don't have children, to consider adoption, because you're helping to bring a child into a good home. Just consider it, because it's such a good work. Sacred Selections is wonderful, and Dana will help you through the process. She's right there, and all of the wonderful people in Sacred Selections are there for you every step of the way.
Tina, if it's okay with you, I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk some more about this group for the love of learning and adoption, and what you and Mark are doing, not only for yourselves to adopt, but to help other families that are Sacred Selections families. Will you stick with me?
Yes.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Tina Hudson. I hope that you'll continue to listen as we share about Sacred Selections and for the love of learning and adoption, which Tina Hudson has started a group helping other families. I think this is wonderful. So I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. we can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through boutiqueair.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. I'd get on second base. Won't dad to watch him play?
Welcome back to a Wednesday Daddy edition of the Mark White Show. Of course, I am your host, Mark White, and a subject that I enjoy talking about, adoption. I'm a second generation beneficiary of adoption. You've heard Dana and David Carroza both on the Mark White Show before, as we've talked about sacred selections. Now, there are many chapters across the country of sacred selections, and hats off to all those groups right now who have formed those chapters across the country to help families adopt. Right now, I have on the line with me Tina Hudson. Her and her husband, Mark Hudson, are in the process of adoption, like my friends Sharon and Stephen McCrary, who had a benefit that ended last night as part of their major fundraiser to adopt themselves. I'd like to welcome Tina Hudson back to the Mark White Show. Welcome back, Tina.
Thanks, Mark.
For the love of learning and adoption, this is interesting because you're looking for materials and books that people have that could allow homeschooling, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Our Facebook page, you should be able to look us up. The title is For the Love of Learning and Adoption, and my name is Tina Hudson. You could probably look us up, and I can also, when you click to join, I can approve that. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to look for items that are learning related and teaching related. So just because, like as Mark said, that's kind of my area and my passion. So we are looking for items, and in particular, we're looking for things like maybe homeschool material, homework helpers, workbooks, supplements. It can be in any subject, math, reading, science, language arts, also Bible study material. And if you have any of that that you're not using, or know some parents, maybe some homeschool parents who are no longer using their curriculums or workbooks or supplemental material, please let me know on Facebook, and we can work out a way for you to get that to us. We're going to have the auction on April the 19th, and it's on a Monday night, and it's going to run through a Saturday night, and we're going to be posting the rules on that very soon. And we also have a mobile cause page for people. When you pay for your materials, that money will go straight to Sacred Selections. And like I said, we're looking for items. We're hoping to keep this auction going, not just for our adoption, but we want to keep it going. We would love to be able to do one of these auctions once a month. And not just for us, but for other families who are adopting as well. So we're constantly going to be looking for items to put on the auction. If you have a question about an item that you're not sure it would fit the category, just send me a message on Facebook and I can talk to you about that. But again, we are desperately seeking items right now. We have gotten a lot so far, and I want to thank those people who have sent us material. We have gotten stuff from all over the states, so we're really excited about getting stuff in the mail. And we are looking also for people who are interested in the items to start bidding on those starting on April the 19th. So I just thank you, Mark, for letting me put that word out there. But yes, we are definitely seeking items that are learning and teaching related.
Absolutely. And parents who are listening right now, their children may have aged out of school, and so there may be materials laying around the house because your kid is no longer a student, and you have those things that you could donate. And I encourage you to go to For the Love of Learning and Adoption, which is a group on Facebook. It's not a page, it's a group. So you can search For the Love of Learning and Adoption, and then you can actually request to join the group, and then Tina will make the determination on who goes into the group. But I like that idea, and right now we're sitting at 106 members in the group, and I know that there's room for more.
Yes, please, please, please share. If you get invited to the group, please invite others to the group as well. We need more members because I think we're going to have a lot of items. We're hoping, I think right now I may be close to 40 or 50 items already. So it's going to be a very large auction starting out. And we're hoping to get more items and would love to be able to do another auction even next month. So if you don't get your items to me by April 19th, then for certain we may be able to use them next month in May. We're actually hoping, our prayer is to have more than one adoption. Mark and I have we just moved here to the Huntington, West Virginia area about a year and a half ago, and we have a pretty big dining room table, and we're hoping to fill that dining room. It's empty. It's just the two of us every night. So we're really hoping and praying that we get to fill that table with children. We really want more than one. So that's our prayer.
We want people to also find out about Sacred Selections and learn more about their organization. They can go to sacredselections.org and find out more information about what David and Dana Carroza are doing. Again, we hope that Dana continues to recover from her COVID-19 experience. I know it was rough. We were sitting there hoping and praying that things would improve for her, and they have, and she's back home. And so our message to Dana is get well soon. And we appreciate her and David's work when it comes to helping families adopt through Sacred Selections.
Also, I mentioned workbooks and homeschool curriculum. Also, homework helpers. It doesn't necessarily have to be like homeschool. Like if you have a child in public school and they have like leftover workbooks or textbooks or something, and you don't know what to do with those most certainly could be of use. But also, we're looking for media. So if you have like DVDs, like, you know, educational documentaries, or if you have board games, we're also looking for like learning board games as well. So it could be learning card games. So media as well. I wanted to kind of throw that in there. It doesn't have to be just books. We're also looking for media. Try to find us if you're interested on Facebook for the Love of Learning and Adoption, or look me up, Tina Hudson, and I should be able to, you can friend me on Facebook and I can add you to the group, or you can go to the group and be added there. If you're interested, please share the word. It's April 19th through the 24th. We will be posting some really fun videos of some of our little friends who are putting some plugs in there for our products. They got into some costumes yesterday and had a lot of fun. We've got a mad scientist coming up that's going to be promoting one of our videos on there pretty soon. So we had some fun yesterday. So check that out. And please check out our page. We would love to grow. And we'll be posting putting a poster on there really soon for people to be able to share as well. So thank you so much for allowing me this opportunity to talk about our fundraiser and also Sacred Selections and our efforts to adopt.
Happy to do it, Tina. And also, we continue to be mindful of Sharon and Stephen McCreary as they're in their own adoption journey for the second time. And again, I want people to go to sacredselections.org, find out more about that organization. And also, please join the group for the Love of Learning and Adoption. You can stay plugged in and you'll know everything that's happening if you'll join that group. And then April 19th through April 24th, you'll be able to follow the auction. And if you have those items that Tina mentioned, please reach out to her and let her know so that this can be a really major event, not only for the Hudson family, but for other families who want to adopt as well. Again, thank you for joining me, Tina, here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate it, Mark.
You keep up the good work. I appreciate the fact that you're not only thinking about you and Mark when it comes to adoption, but thinking about other families who have that in their mind as well. And I think that's wonderful when we can take our own ideas or thoughts that we have for ourselves and be able to try to help others in the process.
Our prayer and goal is, like, you know, once we adopt, we want to keep this going for other families. We would love to see this auction still going in the next couple of years. Like this time next year, I hope we're also doing this auction for other families.
Folks, we've been talking to Tina Hudson. Her and her husband Mark are in the process of adoption through Sacred Selections, and we want to try to help Tina and Mark as they pursue adoption. What a wonderful opportunity for them and an opportunity for you to be able to help. Maybe you're thinking about adoption yourself. If you want to go through Sacred Selections, you can contact Sacred Selections through sacredselections.org. Again, I hope that you'll join the group for the Love of Learning and Adoption on Facebook. Be a part of that effort. You can join in the auction. If you have any of the materials that Tina explained or talked about, then you can donate those items. You can work it out with Tina how to get those things to her. If this show is an encouragement to you, I hope that you'll share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Let them know about the Mark White Show, how we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire us all. I encourage you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show via TuneIn Radio or Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, or YouTube. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is Quentin Aaron, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. I want to encourage people to be more kind to one another. We only have one life to live, and let's do it treating people the way we want to be treated in return. Spread some cheer, spread some love, be kind to one another. God bless.
Hi, everybody. This is BJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine, my only.
This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.